Right across Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
A game that I was playing by myself through pure internet boredom transpired into one of radio's great games. Will it be back for another round next week? Probs. I'm pretty low on ideas. It is November, so any cheap thrills that I can get, fill up a couple of breaks. That's so me. Also, we put the final person into the sweepstake for the Danny Lakey Show's 5th annual vibrator race. Less than 24 hours away. Getting really excited about that. Have you been hypnotised? Was another question that was asked. The answer was yes. A couple of people have been hypnotised. You'll have to hear the type of person that can be hypnotised in the podcast. But first things first. Baseball's bullpen is offensive to cows and wants the name changed. Football, they wouldn't like that. Peter is petitioning for the game of baseball to change the name of a section of the stadium because it's offensive. The bullpen is referred to the part of the stadium where relief pitchers warm up before entering a game.
Yeah, it's a classic part of baseball. You need the bullpen. You need to warm up those shoulder joints. You've got to lube them up. Well, someone's going to tear a deltoid along the way.
However, the people for the ethical treatment of animals believes this moniker should get a refresh because it's not in keeping with their worldview. They did a tweet over the weekend saying, bullpen refers to the area of the bull's pen where bulls are held while they're slaughtered. Oh, well, that's not good. It's a word with specialist roots. Oh, no, speciest roots. Oh, that's a word now. And we can do better than that. Switching to arm barn would be a home run for baseball fans, players and animals. Oh, yeah. Change it to the arm barn, guys. Some people were all for the idea as it moved away from referencing animals in sport. One Twitter user agreed. This may seem odd to some at first, but just think about it.
I feel the more you think about it, the less you realise it doesn't actually matter.
Arm barn, someone else tweeted. Really? We're going to use barn? Do you guys realise how insensitive this is to trees?
Yeah, valid point.
We got the voiceover guy to speak with politically correct Paula. She's actually got a job at the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals now. She's very politically correct, and the voiceover guy... I wanted to find out more from her side of the story.
We caught up with politically correct Paula, one of the advocates for animal rights at PETA. A few years ago, the charity was fighting for worthy causes like the humane treatment of animals, which slowly morphed into other causes like campaigning against bull riding and events like the running of the bulls. But like everything on a socially acceptable spectrum, some people take it too far.
Yeah, so we here at PETA have now gone absolutely batshit crazy and are focusing on our new campaign at Major League Baseball events and the banning of the use of the word bullpen. It's offensive to bulls and we refuse to budge our morally superior stance on that.
When asked if this would be the final frontier on wacky PETA proposals, politically correct Paula had other ideas.
Oh no, we're just getting started. We're working on another campaign this summer to ban the sale of Red Bull. We're planning a protest to change the name of the NBA team, the Chicago Bulls. I'm also hoping to raise more awareness about the social implications of riding mechanical bulls. We disagree with the popular Australian fast food carvery at certain shopping mall food courts, commonly known as Bucking Bull. There's a suburb in Perth called Bull Creek that we're hoping to have changed. We want to ban Pitbull, the artist, obviously, not the animal. Animals are more important than humans, and that's a proven fact, and definitely not just an opinion I have that's shaped by the constant echo chamber of people I surround myself with. We're also looking to eliminate the bullseye on dartboards around the country, banning the use of the word bullshit, the schoolyard game of British Bulldog, the discontinuation of popular Gold Coast local newspaper, the Gold Coast Bulletin, bulldozers, and bulletproof coffee.
Right, so you've really taken the bull by the horns on a lot of issues.
I find that language highly offensive. Excuse me whilst I construct a tweet condemning your toxic behaviour.
Danny Lakey on Triple M.
Nurse thought she was being secretly hypnotised at work and made to fart.
Oh my God.
A nurse has unsuccessfully tried to sue the NHS after claiming she was being secretly hypnotised at work, causing her to fart against her will. The nurse insisted she was suffering from unwelcome gastrointestinal disturbances at work, including flatulence. The staff nurse self-diagnosed herself as being the target of idiometer phenomenon, a little-known hypnotic concept. Oh, yeah, little-known. That usually means unproven, which is said to make people move, to make people make movements unconsciously.
The acute medical unit, or the AMU, described it as extremely bothersome when she sent an email at work in April 2019. Its claims led bosses to become concerned about her mental health, and they referred her to an occupational health team. The nurse said, "I would like to report an observed pattern of likely inappropriate use of hypnosis in my workplace. In the last 3 months that I've worked in the department, I've experienced odd symptoms, which I think is likely related to the hypnosis." Well, I mean, it's tough if then no one's even there hypnotizing you. It's tough if you think that a ghost is doing it. Hypnotism is one of those weird worlds that I'd quite like to be involved in, but I just don't think I've got the brain to do it. Remember, I went to a Peter Powers concert, one of the hottest hypnotists in town, back in 2007. It was at the Caloundra RSL or something. There was a real wave, a real peak period of celebrity hypnotists about 13 years ago. And we were just in the audience. Me and my mate was in the audience watching. And then the next minute, we realise this guy's been called up on stage in the front row. We realise it's our marine biology teacher from school. And he was always a bit of a loose teacher anyway, a bit of a loose cannon. I think he got a warning once for telling the students that his wife got horny over Jamie Dury. He was one of those weird teachers. But then he got up on stage like, "Oh my God, that's so, I won't name his name. Oh, that's Mr. Smith. That's Mr. Smith," in inverted commas. I wonder what Mr. Smith's going. If there's anyone who could be hypnotised by Peter Powers live on air in front of like 3,000 people at the Caloundra RSL, it was going to be Mr. Smith. And lo and behold, after a couple of minutes, he was sitting there. Peter Powers was doing his thing, doing his magic, waving his little things around. I tapped him on the head and in 3, 2, 1, you'll be under my control. All of that kind of weird stuff. And then, yeah, lo and behold, Mr. Smith just takes off his pants and just starts quacking like a duck. He was prone to a hypnotism. They used to get the amateur hypnotists as well at the Surfers Paradise Beer Garden on a Wednesday evening, get all the loose punters there. And he'd pick up about 20 people. He'd choose 20 people to come up on stage. And one by one, he'd sort of analyse them and whittle them down until there was about 3 left. And then he would just hypnotise. And they would seem to be just doing things all over the place, like weird things, oinking like pigs, shaking their tails and stuff, just going around just doing weird things. And everyone else was laughing. I always wanted to get picked from the crowd, but I think the hypnotist could see through my gaze. I think he could tell that I'm not a brain that could be easily permeated, because that's what hypnotists say. Some people, if you believe in hypnotism, there are some people who can easily be hypnotized, be snapped into a state of hypnosis, whereas others are just a bit like, "Oh, I don't know about this. I think there's too many locks going on. I don't think you're going to crack into this one, Peter Powers, tonight. Not old Fork, not Flakey over here. It's not going to happen." But on 133353, have you been hypnotized? Or have you seen some hypnotism happen? I think there's the good version and there's the bad version. Or not like the bad version, but like the prank version. People just get you to do silly things. And then there's the other one. "Oh, yeah, no, quit smoking. Quit smoking, I did." "Oh, how'd you do that? Cold turkey? Patches?" "No, no. No, I got hypnotised into it." "Oh, did you just?" Michael in Burwood, hello.
Hello, Danny. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Have you been hypnotised?
Yes, I have.
Oh, jeez.
I've had a watch held in front of my face, and it was swinging from side to side, and I fell asleep.
Oh, wow. Now, when you fell asleep, was this like a normal sleep where you'd go to bed and you'd just slowly drift off, or it was like a snap and then you were just done?
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I just fell asleep, and I was out like a light, and I started mumbling words, I think.
Yeah, I could believe that. I think it takes a certain person to be hypnotised. So maybe there's something in your brain that's not quite in my brain. I can't figure out quite the difference, but it's interesting. Adam in New South Wales, hello.
Hey, we better call me James, okay? Just to make sure, okay?
Okay, I'm getting a theme here with the people who are hypnotised. What happened?
I've been hypnotised, right? And it stopped me smoking. I used to smoke shitloads of cigarettes, right? A night. And that works. And the whole thing is, right, you've got to be into it. And if it works, they talk you through it, and you go into the tower and you turn one control up and one control down, and never smoke again. Wow. And that was like 10 years ago, right? What? But the other side, I was a psychologist, right?
Okay.
The other side of it is, now, I've been accused that I hypnotized this guy's wife. Oh. Like, I'm not joking at all. I lost my whole career.
Might be an off-air conversation.
Don't get me wrong, I'd love to hear that off-air conversation, but the bounds of commercial radio, sorry, James, we won't be able to get that one on air. But interesting about the smoking, because you do hear success stories. I guess the cynic in me is then wondering, do you just believe the hypnotism so bad that it would happen, that that's kind of the Achilles heel for you, like the one would for you to actually then commit to a bad habit and break it because you've got so much faith in that system. And if you didn't then quit smoking, your whole world of truth that hypnotism was real may come crashing down. Maybe that's enough of a pull the other direction. It's an interesting conversation. Tanya on the Gold Coast. Oh, sorry, there's an R in there. Tanya, sorry. Tanya on the Gold Coast. Hello.
Thank you, darling.
Sorry. Yeah.
Hi, hello.
Have you been hypnotized?
I wanted to get hypnotized, but they couldn't hypnotize me, no.
It can't break some people. There are just certain people like you and I, just iron, Fort Knox. So are they at least, it sounds like they were admitting it at the time, going, oh, some people just can't be helped. Or were you there being quite stubborn, going, no, no, still nothing, no.
That's so me. But no, funnily enough, I wanted to be hypnotized, but my little sister was saying that. And she actually went out straight away. And, of course, you know, she was there looking all perfect and as they do. And then all of a sudden she's lying down, you know, like a sloth, you know, with her muffin top hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Being really sloppy on the floor. Oh. So they left her laying there for about 20 minutes, half an hour, just for ages.
Yeah.
And then she woke up and went, you know, they sent her back, did a few things with her and sent her back. She's, oh, no, no, I wasn't even under. No,
oh,
no.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the blueberry muffin hanging out of that jean says otherwise.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Well, welcome back, and what an occasion it is, isn't it? The biggest event in the radio calendar year. It's...
the fifth annual Danny Lakey Show Vibrator Race, a.k.a. the race that starts a vibration, a.k.a. the Love Honey Cup, a.k.a. the richest vibrator race in Australia.
Look, love how you love. Explore toys and more at lovehoney.com.au. That is exactly what you can be doing if your vibrator takes out the fifth annual Danny Lakey Show vibrator race happening this time tomorrow night. It's 24 hours away. All the vibrators, they've had a great lead up. All they can do is rest up now and let the fate of the table decide. The course has been constructed. It has been bolted down. All barriers have been blue tacked to the table. The holding pens, absolutely everything is in place for tomorrow night, apart from one last person needing to be designated the last vibrator in the field. The six vibrator field, of course, in lane one, Purple Romper, lane two, Screaming O, lane three, Pink Penis Pretty Love, lane four, Mint Green Body Wand, lane five, Touch of Velvet, and lane six, the Teal Power Bullet. Traditionally, a bullet has won over the past couple of years. It's just, I don't know, people around the office are just getting a sense of an upset this year. It's really no better time to snag the last in the field of six vibrators for the sweepstake for tomorrow night's race. Let's go to Peter in New South Wales. Hello, Peter.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
I'm going great. The atmosphere's building. The thoroughfare is, I mean, it's just infectious. It's contagious around this time of year. I'm only metres away from the track at the moment. There's nothing like the smell of fresh blue tack and table to really get you in the mood. And a hint of rubbery lube getting around the place as well at the moment. Look, you don't get the excitement of getting to choose your own out of the six. You're of course, designated the last one, but lucky last, as they say.
Any vibrator, exactly.
Mint Green Body Wand is the one that you'll be getting. It's a mini massager. It's got a sturdy body. It's a Diamante encrusted. It's got a flexible head. It's the only body wand in the field. I'm surprised it didn't get snapped up earlier, if I'm completely honest with you. It's 4.5 inches long. It's one of the longer vibrators. It's engineered for soft impact, and it's AAA battery operated. It's looked good in the warm-ups. We fired it off, put it around the desk today. Everyone was laughing at all of the vibrators. A certain wow factor came over the mini body one massage. Jeez, I mean, it's pretty good value here at $10.
I just hope it hasn't run its race before it's needed to.
So true. I am pretty sure that the trainer of that vibrator has it peaked and primed for tomorrow night Look, it's a $10 outsider. Put it in your box tries. But of course, Peter, it is your special vibrator for tomorrow night in the sweepstake. Last one, wrapped up. All six. All six locked and loaded.
Awesome.
I think I've stumbled across one of the great games. I was just playing around on my laptop this morning. That's how we. And I came up with this little thing. I was just more curious than anything. I was just sort of thinking about some of the biggest companies in the world. Obviously, talked about Coca-Cola earlier on tonight. Microsoft. Apple's a big one. I wonder what would happen just if you Googled Apple. I wonder how many search results Google would have. Because Google likes to show off, doesn't it? Like, I could show you 448 million search results. And I did that in about 0.77 seconds, by the way. I was like, all right, quite impressive. I wonder how many search results come up if you type in Apple. Live Google now. 5,150,000,000. 5.1 billion. A lot of results. I didn't click through them all. I just pretty much clicked the first one and trusted my gut that that would get me where I wanted to go. And I thought, you know what? Probably half of these search results aren't even Apple, the tech company, anyway. It's probably to do with like Apple recipes, Apple pie, Granny Smith Apple, a lot of Apple gear as well. It doubles up. So I thought, yeah, all right, cool. And then this is where the penny dropped. I thought, I wonder if Apple's the most Google search results out of all the fruits. I think Apple probably would yield the most out of any of the fruits. If you were to type in a fruit, 5.15 billion search results technically come up. But what if I type in banana? Let's see if I can get less than 5.15 billion. Type in banana. 915 million, way less, way less. Good for me. And I thought, how can this translate to radio? What if we put like 4 minutes on the clock and people would ring in with their fruit suggestions? Could be any category, by the way. You can play with your friends in your spare time if you wanted to. You'd need to come up with a fruit that's less than 915 million search results yielding. So people call up, tell me the fruit. I'll live Google it. If we get lower, like a reverse auction. Like if it's less than 915 million, then you're the new Google fruit leader. After 4 minutes, it's the person that's yielded the least search results with their fruit suggestion would take away $100 to spend at youfoods.com. Producer Renee, you reckon you've got any fruits that would beat 915 million search results? You are less than that. So less popular than an apple, less popular than a banana. I think I've hit the top two.
I think you've hit the top two for sure. I would probably go thinking about coming into summer, sort of a berry season. I wouldn't go strawberries. I wouldn't go blueberries. I would go cherries.
Ooh,
or nice. Just cherry. Could just be one.
I reckon it's better if you say singular. I think it's going to yield more results if you go plural cherries. Makes sense.
True. Have you ever had a twin cherry, though? You know when you go and get cherries during summer and they're joined together?
I can join cherries. Yes. Siamese cherries. Yeah. Love those.
I love those. It's like a double cherry orgasm.
Yeah, and they've only got one seed, one pip, which is interesting.
Oh, yeah. I was actually talking about on the same, like, stem of the cherry, but I've had one of those ones you're talking about.
I'm about to live Google cherry, looking for 915 million. You're looking for less than that. 1.25 billion. I'm still in the lead. Okay. I've still got the big dog.
Cherries.
You know why? I reckon cherry on top. There's lots of things you can add cherries to. There's probably a bit of casino stuff going on in there as well. You've got to think, are there other meanings for this fruit?
There is. Cherry docks. Remember? You get Doc Martens at school, you get the cherry docks.
I'm still the clubhouse leader. 133353. New game alert.
It's time to play everyone's favourite game.
Least popular Google search.
The fruit edition of least popular Google search. Public announcement. This game is in its test phase, its beta phase, its pilot phase. There's a couple of people who have apparently called through with like loopholes, scientific names for fruits, like the Latin version of a fruit. Let's not ruin the game with loopholes this early in the piece.
Danny, I think it actually is quite smart. And you know what's funny? No. All these fruits that are coming through reminds me of my childhood because we grew up in the hinterland of the Gold Coast. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. I've had one of those.
This is the aim of the game. Rare fruits that you forgot about that are still actual, the proper word and the English word for the fruit. People love a loophole. People love to exploit the system. Let's just give the game time to breathe. Chloe in Seedon, you're up first, so you've got a crack. I've actually already burnt a minute and 23 off auction time, so you're obviously enjoying the game. What do you think would yield less than 915 million results at the moment? That's the lowest bidder so far with me, the banana.
I reckon the papaya might.
Oh, nice. All right. Papaya, typing it in now.
But, Danny, you know it comes under two names, right? Papaya. There's two versions of it.
Pawpaw as well. Is that the one?
Yes. Yeah. So which one are you going for?
Papaya. Papaya. But why are we making this so complicated? This is a great game. This is a great game that everyone's trying to ruin. Papaya has got 122 million search results. You're the lowest bidder so far. Hold there, new lowest bidder, a lady from Seedon at 122 million, Keith in New South Wales. Don't try any monkey business here. We're not looking for synonyms of fruits or ulterior motives. What do you think the fruit is that would yield lower than 122 million? We got a minute 45 left on the clock.
Okay, persimmon.
Oh, one of the great rare fruits. You know it's a good day when mum brings home a bag of persimmons.
That's right.
Oh, okay. So the lowest bidder so far is 110 million. Can reveal 41.7 million. We got a new lowest bidder.
Yes.
41.7. Keith is the clubhouse leader so far with a minute 30 left. Let's go to Bruce in New South Wales. Hello.
Hello.
What is the fruit that you think can beat lower than 41.7 million?
Kumquat.
A kumquat. My nana had a kumquat tree. I think it yielded about 2.5 kumquats per year.
See, Danny, it's like living your childhood.
How do we spell kumquat? With a K, isn't it?
Oh, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, K.
C-U-M-Q-U-A-T.
Google has overruled and said it starts with a K. It is 16.2 million. We have a new clubhouse leader. 16.2 million. With 45 seconds left on the clock, let's go to Nick in Victoria. Nick from Vic. What's the best fruit? Well, not the best fruit, actually. Scrap that. Yielding the least search results.
I've got jackfruit.
Jackfruit, not bad. Does it have the kumquats measure? One word, jackfruit. Not a jackpot. 24.8. 24.8.
Oh, well.
Reserve bidder. Oh, well, that's the spirit. I mean, you just can't get too upset that you don't win a fruit-based Google game tonight. Mick in Sydney, I think this might be the last bid with 10 seconds left on the clock.
Nashi pear, man.
Oh, the Nashi pear. Did we hear about this last week? Was that producer Renee's Japanese kiwi fruit or whatever it was?
Yeah, which, Danny, you've never experienced in your life before. It's like it's an actual explosion in your mouth, right, Mick?
It's so juicy.
Don't get me wrong. I Googled Nashi fruit after that and I saw the pictures. I did not remember how many Google search results it yielded. Let me go into it now. Nashi fruit, Asian pear, 9.27 million. We've got a new lowest bidder. Sold. Sold for Mick.
Didn't expect that.
Great. Imagine if we kept going. We'd probably just get down to one fruit with like three search results. I like the way this has trended downwards. Mick, $100 of U-Foods coming your way. No Nashi pears, but plenty of meals with high protein.
Oh, I'll be buying some Nashi pears anyway. Yeah, thanks, mate.
Absolutely enjoy that. Oh, good game. New category next week, maybe. Still got to iron out a couple of T's and C's, but hopefully we can navigate around those slippery characters and those people that like to bend the rules and have a successful game moving forward. Daddy Likey. Triple M.